the death of Jesus and the strange events attending it. It was now about the sixth hour, and when the sixth hour came, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, the sun failing to give light. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And some of those standing there, when they heard it, said, Behold, this man calls Elijah. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things have now been finished, that the scripture might be completely fulfilled, said, I thirst. There was set there a vessel full of vinegar, and immediately one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a hyssop reed and gave him to drink. But the rest said, Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah is coming to save him. When Jesus therefore received the vinegar, he cried again with a loud voice and said, It's finished. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he bowed his head, gave up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent into two parts from top to bottom. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were rent, and the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And going forth out of the tombs, after his resurrection, they entered into the holy city and appeared to many. Now the centurion who stood near, opposite him, and they that were with him, keeping guard over Jesus, when they saw that he thus died, and the earthquake, and the things that took place, feared exceedingly, saying, Truly, this was the Son of God. And the centurion glorified God, saying, Certainly this man was righteous. And all the multitude that came together to this sight, having seen the things that took place, returned, beating their breasts. And all those who knew him, and many women who followed him from Galilee, ministering to him, were there seeing these things from afar, among whom were Mary the Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and Jose, and Salome the mother of the son of Zebedee, who when he was in Galilee followed him and ministered to him, and many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Jesus taken from the cross and buried, and a guard set over the tomb. The Jews therefore, since it was the preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath, for the day of that Sabbath was a great day, asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and they be taken away. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first, and of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who saw it hath testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that what he said is true, that you might believe. For these things came to pass, that the scripture might be fulfilled, Not a bone of him shall be broken. And again another scripture says, They shall look on him whom they pierced. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus bury Jesus. Now when evening was come, Joseph of Arimathea, a city of the Jews, a rich man, a good and just man, an honorable counselor, he had not consented to their counsel and deed, who also himself was looking for the kingdom of God, and was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, boldly went in to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus, that he might take it away. But Pilate wondered if he were already dead. Calling to him the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And having learned it from the centurion, he granted the corpse to Joseph and commanded it to be given up to him. He came therefore and took away his body. Then came also Nicodemus, he who formerly came to Jesus by night, bringing a mixture of myrrh and alloys, about 100 pounds. And Joseph brought a clean linen cloth, and they took the body of Jesus and bound it in linen cloths with the perfumes, as is customary among the Jews to prepare for burial. Now in the place where he was crucified there was a garden, and in the garden Joseph's own new tomb, which he had hewed out in the rock, in which no one had ever been laid. There then, because it was the day of the Jews' preparation, and the Sabbath began to dawn, and because the tomb was near, they laid Jesus, and rolled a great stone against the door of the tomb, and departed. And the women, Mary the Magdalene, and Mary the mother of Joseph, who had come with him out of Galilee, followed after, and sitting opposite the sepulchre, they saw the tomb where he was laid, and how his body was placed. Then they returned and rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. A guard set over the tomb. Now on the following day, which is the day after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together to Pilate, saying, Sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, After 3 days I arise from the dead. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made secure until the third day, lest his disciples come and steal him away, and say to the people, He's risen from the dead, and the last error will be worse than the first. Pilate said to them, You have a guard. Go then, make it secure as you know how. Then they went and made the sepulchre secure by sealing the stone and with the guard. The Marys visit the sepulchre, intending to anoint the Lord's body. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary the Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought perfumes that they might come and anoint him. And late after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day after the Sabbath, Mary the Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. The Resurrection. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord, descending out of heaven, came and rolled away the stone and sat on it. Now his appearance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And from fear of him the guards trembled violently and became as dead men. Mary the Magdalene comes to the tomb, and finding it empty, runs and tells Peter and John, who run to the tomb. Now on the first day of the week, Mary the Magdalene cometh early while it is yet dark to the tomb, and sees the stone taken away from the tomb. She runs therefore and comes to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him. And then Peter went forth and the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb, and the two ran together. The other disciple outran Peter and came first to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he entered not in. Then Simon Peter, also following him, came and entered into the tomb, and he observed the linen cloths lying there, and the napkin that was upon his head lying, not with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then entered therefore the other disciple also, who came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed, for they did not yet know the scripture that he must rise from among the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. Jesus appears first to Mary the Magdalene, who, following Peter and John, returned to the tomb. And Jesus, when he was risen early on the first day of the week, appeared first to Mary the Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. Now Mary was standing outside the tomb weeping. So as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb, and she beheld 2 angels in white sitting, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had laid. And they said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, Because they've taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they've laid him. When she said this, she turned back and beheld Jesus standing by, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Or she, thinking that he is the gardener, said to him, Sir, if you bear him away, tell me where you put him, and I'll take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. Turning around, she said to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which is to say, Teacher. Jesus said to her, Cling not to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren, and say to them, I ascend to my Father, and to your Father, and my God, and your God. Mary the Magdalene went and told those who had been with him, as they were moaning and weeping, I have seen the Lord, and that he said these things to her. But they, when they heard it, that he was alive and had been seen by her, would not believe. The other woman visits the tomb, sees angels, and meets Jesus. Now very early on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun was risen, bearing the perfumes which they had prepared, and they were saying among themselves, Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb? For it was very great. And looking up, they saw the stone had been rolled back from the tomb. And entering into the tomb, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a white robe, and they were astonished. But the angel answered and said to the woman, Be not astonished, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples and Peter, He is risen from the dead, and behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him, as he said unto you, Behold, I have told you. And it came to pass, as they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling raiment. Then as they were filled with fear, and bowed their faces to the earth, the men said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and rise on the third day? And they remembered his words. And they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples, for trembling and astonishment seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And behold, Jesus met them, saying, Hail to you! Then they came and laid hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Fear not, go tell my brethren to depart into Galilee, and there they shall see me. And returning from the tomb, they related all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now they were Mary the Magdalene and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other woman with them, that told these things to the apostles. But these words appeared to them as idle talk, and they did not believe them. The guards reports to the Jews. Now as the women were going on their way, behold, some of the guard, having come into the city, reported to the chief priest all things that had taken place. And when they had come together with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave much money to the soldiers, saying, Say that his disciples came by night and took him away secretly while we slept. And if this should be heard by the governor, we will persuade him and make you secure. Then they took the money and did as they were taught. And this report spread abroad among the Jews even to the present day. Jesus appears to two of his disciples on their way to Emmaus. Then after these things, Jesus was manifest in another form to two of his disciples as they walked on their way into the country. And behold, two of them were going on that very day to a village named Emmaus, distant 60 furlongs from Jerusalem. And they were conversing with each other about all these things that had taken place. And it came to pass, as they were conversing and reasoning together, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not recognize him. And he said to them, What matters are these that you're discussing with one another as you walk? And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them named Cleophas, answering, said to him, Dost thou sojourn along in Jerusalem, and dost not know the things which have come to pass there in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, The things concerning Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, And how the chief priests and all our rulers delivered him up to condemnation to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was about to redeem Israel. Yea, indeed, beside all these things, it is now the third day since these things came to pass. Yea, also certain women of our company astonished us. Having gone early to the tomb and not finding his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said that he is alive. And some of those with us went to the tomb and found it even so as the woman said, but they did not see him. And he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets spake. Was it not necessary for the Christ to suffer these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning with Moses and with all the prophets, he explained to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he made as if he were going further. And they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it's toward the evening, and the day has already declined. And he went in to abide with them. And it came to pass, as he reclined at table with them, he took the bread, and blessed it, and broke it, and gave to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he disappeared from them. They said one to another, Was not our heart burning in us as he was speaking to us in the way, as he was opening the scriptures to us? And rising up in that very hour, they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and those with them assembled, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told them the things that took place in the way, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. But they did not believe them. Jesus appears to 7 disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he appeared in this way. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael from Cana of Galilee and the sons of Zebedee and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to him, I'm going fishing. They said to him, Well, we also will go with you. They went forth and entered into the boat, and during the night they caught nothing. But when morning was now beginning to dawn, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, Children, have you anything to eat? They answered him, No. Then he said to them, Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you shall find. They cast it therefore, and they were no longer able to draw it on account of the multitude of fishes. That disciple whom Jesus loved said therefore to Peter, It's the Lord. Then Simon Peter, hearing that it is the Lord, girded on his outer garment, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the small boat, for they were not far from the land, but off about 200 cubits, dragging the net of fishes. So when they got out on the land, they saw a fire of charcoal there, and fish lying there, and bread. Jesus said to them, Bring up the fish which you've caught. And Simon Peter therefore went aboard and drew the net to land full of large fish, 153, though there were so many the net was not breaking. Jesus said to them, Come, take breakfast. Now none of the disciples had courage to ask him, Who are you? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and the fish likewise. This was now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples after he was risen from among the dead. When therefore they had breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? He said to them, Yes, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. He said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He said to him, Yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? And Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, Lovest thou me? and said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say to you, when you were younger, you did gird yourself and walk wherever you wanted to, but when you are old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and conduct thee whither thou wouldest not. Now this he said, signifying by what sort of death he should glorify God. And when he had spoke this, he said to him, Follow me. And Peter, turning around, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, who also was at supper reclining on his breast, and said, Lord, who is it that betrayeth thee? Peter therefore seeth him, said to the Lord, Lord, but this man, what shall befall him? Jesus said to him, If I will that he remain till I come, what is it to you? Follow me. This report went out therefore among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. But Jesus did not say to him that he should not die, but, If I will that he remain till I come, what is it to you? This is the disciple who testified concerning these things, and who wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Jesus gives a great commission. Now the 11 disciples went to the mountain in Galilee, where Jesus appointed them. There he appeared to more than 500 brethren at once. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spoke to them, saying, All authority in heaven and on earth hath been given to me. Go therefore into all the world, and preach the gospel to every human creature, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany those who have believed. In my name they shall cast out demons, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And behold, I am with you all the days, even to the end of the age. Other appearances and commands of our Savior. After this, Jesus appeared to James, then to all the apostles, to whom he also exhibited himself alive, after he had suffered by many proofs, appearing to them through 40 days, and speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God, until the day in which he was received up, after he had given commandment through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. Now he said to them, These are my words which I spoke to you, being yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled that are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and Psalms concerning me. Then he opened their mind that they might understand the Scriptures. And he said to them, Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and rise from among the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But continue in the city till you be clothed with power from on high. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, which if they should be written one by one, I suppose that not even the world itself could contain the books that would be written. But these have been written, that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. The Ascension of our Savior. Now Jesus, being assembled with the disciples, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John indeed baptized in water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When therefore they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, dost thou at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father hath reserved in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the extreme limits of the earth. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken these things to them, led them forth till they were opposite Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, as he was blessing them, and they were looking at him, he was parted from them, and taken up, and a cloud bore him up from their sight, and he was carried up into heaven, and set down at the right hand of God. And while they were gazing intently into the heaven, as he was going away, behold, two men stood by them in white raiment, who also said, You men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, shall so return in the manner that you saw him going into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy from the mount called Olive, at which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath journey away. Thus ends the Interwoven Gospels. This is Neil Carlson, and I have been reading the Interwoven Gospels, or the 4-in-1 Gospel by William Rees, and I have changed from time to time the wording from the King James to a more modern language, and on occasions even used my own wording. I trust God has blessed this to your edification. In Jesus' name, amen.